I remember listing a property where the seller had, she was in her 90s and she was living in her home and she's getting ready to sell it. And I remember saying, "Brian, I really have no idea," in her voice, "what the price should be." And I did my analysis like I did for anybody else, and I did something different. I believed her. I said my number around $280,000, and she said, "Oh, are you thinking that low?" And I realized at that very moment she had a number in mind, and that number was 300. When I first had my conversation with her, she said, "I really have no idea whatsoever what my list price should be." And then she had a number, which means she misled me. Now, that's her prerogative as the home seller. And so I want you to, under no circumstances, believe somebody who says, "You know what, Sally? I have no idea what the value of my house is." And you're the pro. You tell us. Now, it's essential to do pricing therapy, which is what this is, to be able to share with somebody, to get that person to share with us what they think their price is. Now, you're going to see during our questions that, for example, have you seen your house on Zillow? The Zestimate says, or Realtor.com or Trulia says your value of the house. Not that I'm saying I agree with it, but they say it's $427,000. Have you seen that? And the sellers can't hold back their opinion that they were trying to reserve. And they said, "Honey, whatever you do, don't tell the realtor the price of the house." Well, they have to tell us that. How else are we going to do pricing therapy? And no, because if somebody says to you, "I think we're 450," and you were thinking they were 400, every listing is like a part-time job. We have got to take part-time jobs, if you will, listings that are priced right. And that'll happen if we can get the seller to first tell us their number. But if you ask people right out, "Hey, Bob, what do you think your house is worth?" You know, "We really don't have any idea. We thought we'd leave it to you." If you've ever heard that, you've done it in the wrong order. You're the problem in your presentation. A therapist can't start diagnosing the problem of their patient, their client, any better than we can if the person hasn't told us what their problem is. So the objective here is during that first phone call, never say your number before them. During the walkthrough, don't say your number before them. If they disagree with you, they may not say it out loud. They simply say, "Okay, great. Well, that's good to know. You know, you're the pro here." And what you don't know is they're going with somebody else and you have no idea why it happened to you. So it's just important, again, get them to volunteer, ideally on that first phone call.